Good morning. Today we have two fascinating questions about my megulim, water that is left, or other liquids that are left unattended overnight. That we said that based on the Gemara, the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, you can't drink it, you can't have other uses for it. But nonetheless, we said that nowadays in places that there are not poisonous snakes and other poisonous animals, we are indeed lenient, the concern being that the poison may have gotten in when the animal drinks from that water. But if you're in a jurisdiction, a place that there's no poisonous animals, we are typically lenient on this. So let's assume we're in a place that there are snakes or people that are machmir on this. So question number one is, we apply the law of lavud in this situation. What's the law of lavud? So there's a lavud is the concept, and it's in the Gemara and Sukkah and Gemara and Erevin all over the place. And other Masechtos as well mentioned that if you have two things within two items, for example, two partitions or two pieces of wood that are acting as a mechitza, and they're within three tefachim of each other, so they're fairly close, three tefachim of each other, so we say lavud, and it's as if the whole area is closed off. It's not that there's as if there's a gap between them. So would we say the same thing here? If you have Mayim Megulim, if you have water and it's uncovered and it's, for example, underneath a cabinet or underneath a table, which is less than three tefachim from the ground. So typically we would say lavud and the whole area is closed up. So we say the same thing here, that water, although it's uncovered, but because the thing that's on top of it is within three tefachim of the ground, we look at it as if the whole thing is closed up. And there's no problem of Mayim Megulim here. So that was the question that was posed to the Minchat Yitzchak, and he says there's no doubt that that is not correct. We're talking about a concern in the Metzias. The fact is, so we're talking about factually, do we have a concern that a snake could get there or not? This isn't a legal fiction. This is not looking at the halachic side of things, that we apply the concept and the construct of lavud or not. But the mitzias, the practicality is, could a snake get in there or not? Could its venom in there or not? And obviously, yes, whether it's within three tefachim, less than three tefachim, it doesn't matter at all in this situation. We have to look at the mitzias, not the deen. In other words, not look at the halachic fiction, but look at the practicality. And here, indeed, we would have a problem. So lavud would not apply. He brings an interesting proof from a Mishnah in Shrumas that says that if you have a sieve on top of some sort of bucket and you have wine of truma underneath. So it says there that it's prohibited because of gilui. Hamishamer shel truma asura mishum gilui. So the Tanakhama in that Mishnah explains as follows, that there's a problem of giloy. We're concerned it was left, for example, overnight, it was left unattended, that the snake could let its poison in, and the poison could pass indeed through the holes in that sieve, and you have a problem. Now Rav Nachman disagrees, and he says it's permitted, there's not a problem. Now the reason for Rav Nachman, explains the Minchas Yitzchak, is not because he's of the view that we say lavud, and lavud would close up the holes of that sieve. That's not the case. The reason for Rav Nachman is of the view that the poison would not travel down between the holes of the sieve. So we see that Rav Nachman is the lenient one. It's not because he applies lavud in this situation, but it's because he's simply saying that the sieve is there, the poison wouldn't travel, go down into it. It's a practicality. The mitzias is that, and not that we apply lavud. So that's the proof of the Minchat Yitzchak. We don't look at lavud in this situation of my megulim. Next question is as follows. Would we say, as we often do when it comes to Isser, batal b'shishim, that if you have 60 of something good versus something that is not good versus treif, for example, we say it's batal, it's nullified when you have 60 of good versus the bad. So that applies in various situations. So would we say the same thing, my megulim? If we can estimate how much poison would have been put in by a snake, and we have at least 60 times of water, or 60 times of wine, or honey, or milk versus the poison, can we be lenient based on that? So in fact, the Sefer Isser Vehetra Aruch brings in the name of the Mordechai and the Ashri, the whole davar sheish bo sakana, anything that is a concept of sakana, we're concerned about danger here, that there's poison in it. Indeed, we say, just like in the context of Isser, that if we have, for example, treif in there, we say batal b'shishim. The same thing applies when we have a concern of a sakana, a danger, for example, the poison being in there, we would also say batal b'shishim. So indeed, the Sefer Yisra V'Hetter brings the name of Mordechai and Ashri, that indeed batal b'shishim applies to this situation as well. Nonetheless, the Darkei Moshe by the Ramah is bewildered by that. How can you possibly say such a thing? He says as follows, "Da'achai shinali gilui afilu be'arba'im se'amayim." If you look, we're concerned even if there are 40 se'ah of water, that's the minimum size of a mikvah. It's a significant amount of water, and we are still concerned that a snake may have put in. And clearly, it's batal b'shishim. There's more, way more than 60 times water versus what could be put in and poisoned by a snake. And we see from that we do not apply the concept of batal b'shishim. It's not batal. It's not batal even if we have much more water than the poison. Nonetheless, the Tshuva Shevet Alevi Rav Wozner permits this b'makom hefsed meruva, when there's going to be a large financial loss. He indeed says that we can apply the concept of batal, that it's nullified, even if you have two times one. Chad betray, even if you have a majority of good versus the bad, then it would be acceptable. So chad betray, if you have one versus two, so it's two good versus one bad, even in that situation when it comes to wine and it's a large financial loss, he was lenient. The Tshuva Zchut Hashani says as follows, that the whole chumrah of the tour, when we say we don't apply bittul when you have a concern of poison in a mikvah, for example, or a cistern of 40 se'ah in it, that's the minimum size of a mikvah again, that whole concern is as follows, ein abato kama shakas of a tur, tohoshin legiyah filu mem shamayim. That is talking about when it is 40 se'ah of water, of aldavar she'eno eris. So it's talking about specifically when you're concerned about real poison going into that water. However, something that may be a sakana, but it's not poison per se, in that situation, we're going to apply batal b'shishim. So in other words, he divides it up. And he says, if your concern is real poison from a snake, venom, poison from a snake, really could kill somebody, then we don't say batal. Even if you have a lot of water, it doesn't matter. However, it's something else that is dangerous but not poison that will kill someone, that's very dangerous poison, then we can say batal b'shishim. Have a wonderful day.